You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form Experience Grind Podcast. The podcast where we're not the only podcast with two white guys talking about stupid bullshit.
You need to get rid of that where. It's throwing you off.
Yeah, it throws me the fuck off. But we're not the worst. This is a special episode. It's not.
It's really hard to believe you're saying you're not the worst when we can't get through our intro.
I'm making it a question and letting the audience decide if we're the worst.
I think the audience has firmly decided at this point.
I hope so. That we're not.
That we're the best.
We are the best. Thank you. Man, we should start challenging other podcasts to 2-on-2 like basketball games.
Like in real life?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's a horrible idea.
Or in fake life. But I don't know if... Dude, NBA Jam for... podcast title. We're
NBA
setting that up.
Jam we could do. Yeah, we're setting absolutely.
That up. All right, that's going to happen.
NBA Jam is maybe
next
the best
year,
sports game.
Calling all you other podcasts out. Hops and Heroes, Tad Pog, Stale Popcorn, What's Paul Playing, Loaded Cart. You guys are going down NBA Jam style. Or NFL Blitz, we'll get down.
NBA
either
Jam.
Way.
Nope, NBA Jam. NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? This is a very special episode. This is coming out the day before the country flushes itself down the toilet. This is our election day special coverage. I think when we originally talked about this episode, it was probably going to be a lot closer. I'm not going to vote for either, but I'm almost goddamn guaranteed Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president after today.
I'd be very surprised. Andy. Sound engineer Andy, not Andrew, Andy, I want you to do a favor for me. As we're talking about this political stuff, I want a picture of Don Cheadle from Ocean's 13 in that patriotic Uncle Sam uniform right behind us, please.
Yes.
If you can, I just want that there.
Hook that up.
I don't even care if you leave us in or out. Doesn't matter. Hillary has to win. And like, it's just, I'm not pulling for her. I'm not pulling for anybody. I hate the choices we're given. It's Alien versus Predator. Either way, whoever wins, we lose.
Dude,
as human races, we lose.
I like that. Whoever wins, we lose. Not even the third party candidates are fucking good choices.
No.
Gary Johnson,
no.
Super fucking pro-prison, pro-private prison. That's what's got us in a fucking horrible mess.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Stein believes that vaccines cause autism. Holy shit. That is asininely stupid. This is what we're left with.
I mean, Jenny McCarthy is your big speaker.
Oh, my God.
And how much stock are we putting into her?
Like, it's terrible.
There's a singled out joke in there that I can't get out, but it's there.
The singled out joke is Chris Hardwick. Oh!
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
We're done. Podcast over. We can't talk that. Like, that's fantastic. That was...
Yeah. He is a joke. Anyways.
Fucking murdering this one.
They're all terrible, and I hate this. Like, I don't even want to fucking vote for a presidential candidate. I'll vote in my down ticket elections for my local state senate and my government or my governor. God damn it. I really am seriously debating doing a write in for president this year, though.
Yeah, I mean, I figured I might not do that this year because this would be the first year that. Maybe I don't want to say that on the air because I...
Have you not voted? Is this your first year voting for a president?
I have voted. I have not voted seriously.
What do you mean seriously?
I wrote in Uma Thurman my first year.
Right, so your first year, was that...
2000...
Was that Obama's first election?
Or was that... It had to have been 2008, right?
Okay.
From doing the math year.
Because my first...
It would have been 2000.
My first was against Bush and Kerry.
I was in college. I don't remember when that was.
You're 2 years younger than me.
Had to have been 2008 was my first election.
I was 18 in 2003.
I think I voted in the George W. Bush second
Yeah, that's the first election. One I voted in.
Was that 2008?
That was 2004.
2004. 2004 I voted then.
Obama's first one was 08, and then 2012.
Okay, yeah, so 2004 was my first one, and I voted for Uma Thurman.
Fair enough. That's a good. Okay.
And then from that point on, I have not voted.
At all or seriously?
I didn't vote 1 year because I just got back from Korea, and there was like a mix-up because I moved to Indiana, so like I wasn't registered in Indiana specifically, that
Fair
county,
yep.
And I was like, well, fuck it. I don't care anyway. Before that, though, I think I did write Mickey Mouse in.
Man, it's crazy. I've heard a lot of people that write in Mickey Mouse.
One of these years.
I don't know why.
One of these
years. What is it that makes people go Mickey Mouse? Like, there's so many other things.
Because it's like a synonymous thing. It's like writing in Superman. Everybody knows Superman. Everybody knows Mickey Mouse. So you write that in. I went original with Uma Thurman. She didn't get nominated. It didn't happen. So
I have twice.
I had a better chance than Mickey Mouse.
I've twice thrown my own name out for people to write me in for president. I'd like to get 0.00001% of the electorate. I'm going to write myself in again, I think, this year for the first time. I've never written myself in, but I'm throwing it out there. I have a very patriotic photo I could share. We could throw it right here. We'll add that up if you're watching on YouTube. It's a pretty good photo, I feel. I'm wearing an American flag cape. My hair is flying very patriotically.
It's a pretty astounding Facebook profile photo.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So, you could always write me in.
Yes. I am being very flippant about voting, but you should do it. If you can, you should.
Your presidential doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
By God, your local and state governments, get educated, learn about them, because they have a direct impact on your life. Okay?
Exactly.
Make it happen.
The presidential ballot, you're a drop in the pool. Like, you're nothing.
And I
think it's not going to matter.
Again,
but your state does matter. Vote state.
I don't think even president matter. Like, I don't see how Hillary loses at this point in the election. And I'm not even going for her.
There are a bunch of Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah. But Trump just keeps putting the foot in the mouth.
But that's the thing, and this is what is frustrating about Trump in this whole election, and I'm going to be very quick because I don't really like to talk politics. I don't fucking care myself. It doesn't affect me, but like the people who are pulling for Trump don't care that he is putting
his foot in his mouth. Absolutely not.
So like he's not turning away Trump supporters.
Exactly, but you're not trying. You don't just need Trump supporters. You need the independent people that see you on a date and that are still undecided on what they're going to go with.
Yeah,
that's what's going to win you an election, and that's what I'm saying is
that
not going to happen. And I think, as much as I don't want it to be, it's going to be Hillary Clinton.
I think there are a lot of Republicans that feel burnt after Obama for whatever reason, even though Obama didn't do anything horrible like fucking George W. Bush before. But regardless. He may have overpromised, but every fucking president does. That said, I think a lot of Republicans are feeling burned by Obama and will just vote Republican Trump just because it is not Democrat, regardless of the person in front.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard to not be like very.
We're not. I think we've done very good. But the whole reason we're talking about all this dumb shit is because we're talking about a movie that gets brought up a lot, especially at this point in time, because people feel it is a somebody who sees the future. They look in the crystal ball.
It's prophetic.
Yeah, I guess prophetic. That would work. A prophetic movie, establishing where the country is headed. To a degree, I would fully agree with it.
It's a satire of where we are now and where we are going.
Where we could possibly end up. And the movie we're going to discuss here in the next few minutes is Mike Judge's Idiocracy, starring Luke Wilson.
And Maya Rudolph.
And Maya Rudolph.
And Dax Shepard.
And Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
And also Terry Crews.
I fucking love him as Camacho.
Yeah. He really eats that role up. And we're gonna get on. I'm ready. I'm loose. I feel good.
Yes.
Let's talk about Idiocracy, man.
This is all right. I will say this is our second podcast recording of the night. We drink as we go.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Whenever we do these double podcasts, we tend to get a little looser.
It's going to be loose, y'all.
So I'm glad we started talking about politics right away. But just if we veer off course, go with us. We'll get back eventually, or we won't, and it'll be a good time regardless. Yeah,
something's going to happen. We might leave a trail of breadcrumbs. We might not. Mm-hmm. Idiocracy, Mike Judge. I love Mike Judge, I would just say. Mm-hmm. I think it's no secret, especially to you and to my closest friends. King of the Hill is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I love King of the Hill. I think it's fantastic. I love Beavis and Butthead.
Not as much, but
not as much, no, but it's enjoyable. I love Beavis and Butthead Do America. That is a fantastic movie in the genre that it is. Idiocracy, I feel, is also a great movie. I think it gets a little bit of shit because people expect it to be Office Space, and it's not. I think that's what a lot of people were expecting from Idiocracy. And Office Space, again, it's a perfect satire of that universe, let me say, I guess, like that.
Office Space is very specific. Yes. I think Idiocracy is more broad appeal.
Precisely.
Yes.
And I think that's where a lot of people get thrown off because Office Space is almost laser focused, whereas Idiocracy is more of a shotgun.
And if you if that laser focus gets you for Office Space, like, that's gonna be your movie over anything else Mike Judge does, because it is so specific.
And it is a fucking awesome movie. It is. Office Space is great.
Yeah, we're not diminishing that.
No.
But I think Idiocracy, like you said, is also still a very, very, very good movie. Mm-hmm. Especially, have you seen I heard you go through his filmography and TV show history, but you did not bring up Extract with Jason Bateman.
I like Extract to a point, but yeah, it's not as good.
No, and viewing Idiocracy and Extract next to each other, like, one is clearly destined for greater things and has big ideas and something to say, and the other is just kind of fine.
Like, Extract, it was another one that, like, it was Office Space focused on the blue collar worker.
Yes,
but it doesn't have the same, like, I don't know if Mike Judge ever worked in a factory setting. Whereas I could tell that he absolutely worked an office job, cubicle 9-to-5 bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had that, and it feels left to center, phoned in almost. Like, it's the idea is there, and some of it is right, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. Like,
agreed.
The stupid metalhead guy that thinks he's going to be huge. I, at a point, was that guy and worked with tons of those fucking guys that work the dumb factory job because you don't have education, and that's what you get. I get it. And the most poignant part of Extract, before we move on, is the bitchy old lady who hates everybody else she works with and immediately always tries to rat them out for any minor discretion. There are 14 of those in every fucking factory job in America. Anybody who's worked factory knows what I'm talking about, and they know that fucking lady, and that is perfect. But a lot of it, like, I don't know, I would have liked more focus on the factory, less on the extramarital bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I remember
stupid Ben Affleck stoner friend bullshit. Like, he's okay in that role, but what is the point of that role? He serves no purpose to the movie.
I completely
exactly.
Forgot
you
about
forget
that
about Ben Affleck
that.
As stoner buddy. Wow. Totally worthless, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Completely non-point in that movie. Serves no purpose. So,
A movie that outdoes Extract, Drinking Buddies. It's the exact same movie. Done much better.
Really? I've not seen Drinking Buddies, so that's one
I'll have
to check out.
It's more introspective and it has something to say. But we are not talking about Extract.
We're not.
Or Drinking Buddies. We are talking about Idiocracy, which came out exactly 10 years ago, 2006.
Yeah, all right.
10 years ago. I didn't catch it in theaters. Didn't even fucking know about it.
If you want a little history, this had the absolute limited theatrical release possible because the studio was very upset with the movie at the end because of the fact that it pokes so much fun at so many big corporations that they didn't feel that they could market it and that they wouldn't market it. So they decided not to. They gave it the barest theatrical release that they had to by contract and tried to forget about it completely. And that's why it went so under the radar for a long time. It's gained a bit of a cult following now, especially so many people want to attach it to the political discourse in America today. I think that's
it's really not.
It's not at all.
It's not very political. I mean, you do see like the Secretary of State and the House Representative.
It involves politics, but really it is a satire on
everyone.
On the fact that yes, that stupidity is breeding and the intelligence is not breeding.
Yes. I mean, and let's just jump into it then at that point, because I think that's maybe the first 5 minutes of this film is some of the best satire we've had in the last decade. Is you see, the reason why we get to this idiocracy state down the future is because all of the educated people are kind of waiting
to have children.
Like, oh, it's not the right time financially. Oh, we're not kind of in the right mindset. We're too busy. We can't do this. And then we look at the Cleavon family, and it is just rampant. Like, I have four different mothers, and we're having 10 kids with each one. And, like, you get, like, that trashy Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Just opposed to, like, these very posh, hoity-toity white people.
And even those
afraid to
The very educated people, even today in real life, they're not having 14, 15 children. They'll have one, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
and that will be it. And that is, I like what it states here in the fact mm-hmm. that they will eventually become overrun with the rampant stupidity that is consistently breeding, practicing terrible safe sex procedures.
Oh, so yeah.
There's just pregnancy everywhere. It is great in that aspect. And I don't think this movie has the ties to politicalness that people try to glom onto it.
I think you can bend it and twist it to that if you want, but that's not what it's saying.
Exactly. It's not what the movie's saying. People make it that way because of the fact that it's all about stupid people breeding. I think a lot of
people don't realize
that they're maybe the ones being satirized. They think...
Mm-hmm.
That's not about them.
Yeah.
And I've known a lot of people that think that way, that, hey, buddy, it is absolutely about you. You got a big fucking problem.
I think, like you said, the reason Fox buried this film and refused to release it was because it kind of took its shots at the corporate cultures and these big businesses. And I don't think there's one more prevalent than Carl's Jr. in the future. And I agree. Like, I think that's... It's not like these political leanings one way or the other that this film's condemning. It's the Carl's Juniors of the world and their sleazy, shitty advertising. Like this film, much like we talked about in the last episode, the Resident Evil 4 episode, which will not have been the last episode when this comes out. But we talked about like the over-sexualization of like a specific thing and like why it's in that story. And that's here too. Like, The main lead female character is a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bunch of jabs at like these businesses in the future. Like Starbucks is now like a hand job factory. Like they have
like
different size
club.
Hand
yeah.
jobs and strip clubs, and everything's very sexualized. Like one of the secretaries is called like Secretary Fun Bags, and it's just Sarah Rue with like her tits out.
Yeah,
and, like that's her job, is to be Secretary Fun Bags, and
everybody's clothing is. Got 40 different corporations advertising on it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that I really, really like is, okay, so Dax Shepard is playing the character Frito. He's fucking named after a potato chip company.
Well, you get that. I think President Camacho's middle name is Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get
that's
really
all over the place. But
name.
The first time we meet him, he's watching the show called Ow My Balls, which is, again... It's fucking America's Funniest Videos. And
Beef Supreme
and
is the other guy.
Yeah,
Beef Somebody's Supreme. Somebody's named it Beef Supreme.
Which is a Taco Bell meal.
Mm-hmm.
But so he's watching this show called Ow My Balls. But he's watching it on like this 86-inch screen.
Yes.
But the actual show he's watching takes up like maybe 40% of the screen. And all around it are fucking ads just blasting at him and trying to get his attention. And that's a big part of this movie, is it's playing up the advertising and the capitalist culture that we're living in, and the fact that its unrampantness will eventually corrupt everything that we enjoy.
Like, I never noticed until just this viewing. Like, I never paid attention to their clothes and attire. It's like, whatever, he's wearing like a Hawaiian shirt. And then I was like, wait, no, Frito's wearing fucking advertisements. Like, it's just
it's like
camouflage
14
of
different
advertisements. Like,
it's everywhere.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. And that's and I we'll get back to it, but like that's one of the big things I took away from my most recent viewing is there is so much visual depth to the gags here. Like there are jokes being told to you, and in the same scene, like there are jokes hidden in the background.
Yeah.
Like you might not pick up on the first or second viewing.
Like, have you ever, and I want to diverge here, I guess, a bit.
We'll
take a road. Have you ever watched the Netflix series Black Mirror?
Not yet. I want to. Okay. It's one I'm trying to get Laura to watch.
It is really fucking good, and you really should. But the second episode of that is very similar to Idiocracy in the fact that there's a guy who's working off a debt that he owes to the government, and he does it by riding a bicycle every day with all these other people. It's a stationary bike, and he's providing power to the company. And so, like, every day on his breaks, he, for the cheap price, he can get the shitty food that keeps him fat and makes exercising harder. Mm. Or for a little more, he can buy an apple that, you know, so everything is charged and he can watch TV at night. But when the ads come on, there's like these cameras that recognize when he's not watching the ads. And if he closes his eyes because he's seen the ad a bunch, there's these fucking sirens that blare and the commercial stops playing until he opens his eyes and watches the TV. And it's this fucking, you can see things moving that way to a degree.
It's not far off. Like, yeah. I just recently subscribed to Hulu because they have like a promotion where it's like $5.99 a month now if you do the commercial version, or pay $12 for the non-commercial. I'm like, fuck that. I'm a cheapskate. I'll watch commercials. They have ads where if you go into a different browser, the ad stops playing and it waits for you.
That's fucked up, man.
And will not fucking play until you go back into that browser.
The thing I hate about Hulu, because we have Hulu and we watch it a lot too on our PlayStation and stuff, is the fact that it's the same goddamn commercials. There's no variety.
Yep.
Commercials I can deal with in limited chunks, but when it's every break is the same two commercials, God, it gets annoying and tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
But
wholeheartedly agree.
That's the problem with advertising in, like, period, as a whole. And it's this shotgun blasting effect. Everything's got to be loud and bright and in your face. And that's what Idiocracy is really playing up. It's not about politicalness.
Yeah.
It's the capitalism and the promotion tied into the political process, which starts to take effect.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's Frito and most everybody. Like one of the big lines is like, I like money.
Yeah.
I like money.
I like money. You like money, too? We should hang out. Then that's.
Oh, you like money and sex? You're blowing my mind.
So you talk about fucking Terry Crews. God damn, I think Dax Shepard is the best part of this movie. He owns the role of Frito so well.
And how, all right, how can you say that in any movie? Dax Shepard has never really impressed me, but like Idiocracy, like he fucking
owns
gets
it.
That role.
Yes.
Like, God, this could have been like an Ashton Kutcher and like a Jesse and Chester kind of thing, like where it's just, you know, somebody you know and like and whatever, like doing this kind of sleepwalking role through it. Like, his delivery is on another level.
It's
like
so good. For me, Frito is
really
the best
good.
Part of this movie.
He has all the best lines.
Yes.
Like, he does. But best part, I don't know. I'm always drawn to, in these type of movies and these scenarios, I like the straight man. The straight man cracks me up. Being able to give that fucking look. It's why I like Dave Chappelle and How High. Because these idiots around him, like, he's giving the dirty looks. Like, Arrested Development, I love Michael.
Yeah.
I love Michael because of that. And so
what I
Luke
love about
Wilson, who I'm not, like, the biggest fan of either, like, does so fantastic with his like retorts and remarks here. Like, he's so good.
Here's the part, and I'm glad you brought up Arrested Development, because the fact that I love about Arrested Development and Michael in that show, because I agree with you, Michael is amazing.
Yes.
Is the same reasons I love Luke Wilson in this, and the fact that he is an everyman. He is not perfect.
Well,
he is not the smartest.
Did you catch this joke? His name is Joe.
Yeah.
And he is completely statistically remarkable. Average. He is the average Joe.
What I
like
love
that saying. He is the average Joe.
And
like,
the
that's
future.
Why he's
here's
Joe.
Something that I didn't pick up on until this viewing when I watched it recently for the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe is now the smartest man in the world, but he can't put it together that Rita is a prostitute.
That
he
is true.
Totally looks past all of that every single time it's presented to him. And it's so obvious. But he never picks up on the fact that she's a prostitute and not an artist.
Agreed.
Not even, he doesn't even give it a second thought. but that is the smartest man in the world now. And I love that little twist on it. Like, he's still an idiot in his own ways.
Well, he's still an idiot, but could that also be saying the smartest person in the world is a woman?
Could be, yeah.
Like, I think Rita's the smartest one in this universe.
Because she
now.
Uses, yeah.
She I mean, uses her sex.
And she doesn't and even have sex as a prostitute anymore.
She gets somebody to pay to wait for sex. It's such a good
by
scene.
The hour.
Yes,
by the hour.
Oh, I wait so good, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I love that line. Oh, you know I wait so good, baby. All right. So what is the fucking guy from the movie Waiting to? Because he has a small
cameo. Oh, Justin Long.
God, I love him. As the doctor.
Doctor who is
look, dog,
surfer
your shit's
bro.
All fucked up and you talk like a fag. And you're kind of retarded. But it's cool, man. My ex-wife is a tard, and she's a pilot now. That whole fucking section, man.
All right, so rewind to Dude, Where's My Car, where you accuse me of not liking crude humor for what it is. Like, the crude humor works so fucking good in this
but
movie.
Here's the big deal. Like, Mike Judge does crude humor fucking perfectly.
Preacher, he's and so smart about it.
Exactly. He
I'd
makes crude humor smart.
Better than Kevin Smith.
Absolutely.
Kevin Smith doesn't know how to fucking handle crude humor. He goes too far. But, like, the scene in the doctor's office where they have, like, the three prongs and, like, the guy's like,
oh, no,
hey,
this one goes
in
your
mouth.
Butt.
This one goes in your ear. This one goes in your butt.
And he takes them and he's
oh,
mixing
wait,
them up.
This one goes in your mouth after it's been in his butt.
Well, you don't know if it's been in his butt, but we don't know either. And you like, there's a good chance it has been in his butt.
And that alone is funny. And this is why I love Idiocracy. Is like, that is funny. That's a funny joke. But it's so joke dense that he adds on too. And like, we get cuts of like Luke Wilson like watching like it's the shell game. And he's like, and that's funny. So it, like, it just keeps adding on to like one joke. So you get like these scenes like, I love the scene where they're hunting down Not Sure, which is Luke Wilson's name in the movie, and Fredo in the car. And they get out, but then the police force surrounds the car and starts
just
shooting
immediately
at it.
Shooting.
And
yeah.
It's like, that's brilliant. And then like a guy comes out with a grenade launcher or a missile launcher. I'm like, that's fucking brilliant. And then he shoots it backwards, like not even the right way. I'm like, that's brilliant. And then you see a plane go down the back. I'm like, all right, done. Like, this is just...
It just
putting,
keeps going and going.
Joke density. Like, this is one of the most joke-dense movies there is. It's I can't sing its praises enough.
Well, and it's sad that it did get the fucking shaft from Fox because of its partake in advertisers and the fact that it wasn't advertiser-friendly.
Yeah.
But at a point, like, the advertisers had to sign off to be in the movie.
I think the only one that didn't was... Carl's Jr. because I was looking at the star and it's not quite right design wise. It's not quite their star.
Oh.
But Starbucks for sure and like Fuddruckers becoming like Fuddruckers and then Buttruckers and then just Buttfuckers.
It's
like,
amazing.
That's our base level of humor. It's goddamn it's so smart.
And there's Fritos, there's Mountain Dew, Gatorade. Taco Bell.
Brondo. What's it called?
Brondo. It's got electrolytes.
It's
what
got
plants
what plants crave.
What? Water. Like, oh what? From God. The toilet? The sexuality, again, you know, it's...
Well, the sexuality, I didn't finish. The sexuality, it's intended because of those Carl Jr. ads with, like, you know, the sexy
Paris
women
Hilton.
Who are naked, eating burgers that they would never fucking eat. But, like, I think that's why they bring it up and, like...
Well, I think also because, you know, this movie is humanity at its dumbest and its most base, and the only
and
things we care about are eating and fucking.
Money, eating, and fucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and we only care about money because it gets us to the fucking and the eating and this
that's
capitalist
true.
Society.
That
did
is
you notice
very true.
How fucking far inflation has gone to where, like, a Starbucks small is, like, $2,000 now?
Well, it's a latte, and then it was like, but... We don't know if that's an actual latte
exactly,
or a sex
yeah.
act.
But
I'm
everything
sure
is
a
like
sex act.
$200, yes, $4,000. Everything is super expensive, but it's not really. It's just inflation is taking effect, and nobody knows. And everybody calls it the what do they call it?
The economy.
The
economy.
That's right. The economy. They don't have the economy.
Yes.
So let's talk about Terry Crews a little bit as the president.
Yeah. So did Old Spice commercials. That's really all I knew him from. And then this movie opened my eyes to Terry Crews. And now I'm like the biggest Terry Crews fan. I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine mostly for Terry Crews. Andy Samberg's fantastic too, but like I love Terry Crews, and like I can't get enough of him. What he does as President Camacho,
again, he
is brilliant.
Very much like Dax Shepard, he is just having so much fucking fun in this role.
Yeah,
he is just eating it up. And I think having
everybody
a blast.
Is. Yeah. Everybody is giving their all in these performances. Like you talked about, Justin Long is that like 2 minute cameo, and it's like that's one of the best Justin Long performances I've seen.
Exactly,
like, it's that 2 minute cameo.
It's so fun. It doesn't take itself seriously, but it is serious in the message it's presenting, and that's Mike Judge to a T.
Well, that's good satirical comedy. Yeah. That's Blazing Saddles.
Yeah,
like these movies do that. It's like we have jokes. But there's an underlying message to the joke, and we're not going to beat you in the face about it, but it's there if you want it. Otherwise, you can just laugh at, like, a dildo on a car, or you can laugh at this, whatever. That's there for you, too.
Yeah.
But we're also telling, like, an important story here. And that's, I think, the best thing you could say about this is I don't see how anyone can not like this movie. I think it is one of those four-quadrant movies that, like, you're not going to be too smart for the movie. And I think it does because it talks about like the base appeal of nature. Like there will be people who watch it and laugh at all my balls. And like this one person getting kicked in the ball several times. I think it's for everybody.
And that's like, I still laugh at people getting hit in the balls. I think it's hilarious.
Yes.
I still do. I watch America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, yeah.
I watch fail videos. They are funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that only watch that. Like
yes.
That's the thing. Like, that has become such the basis of comedy. They have an hour and a half movie of a bare ass that won like 8 Oscars, it says.
Including the one for best screenplay.
Yeah. And it is literally an ass that you hear there's a fart. It's
again, I love just like the whole audience shot. Everybody's eating it up. And then you get Luke Wilson's reaction. It's just like, it's not offended. It's not whatever. It's just confused. It's like mild confusion. Yeah. Like,
and he's like, he doesn't know if he's hallucinating drugs, because Luke Wilson is from our current time, and he takes place to be frozen cryogenically for a year as an army experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And then due to the head of the experiment's relation to the pimp that pimps out Maya Rudolph's character, Upgrade, he eventually becomes very corrupt, and they shut down the entire program, and these cryogenic chambers get locked away for 500 years, I think it is. And so they eventually reawaken 500 years in the future. But Luke Wilson thinks that he, for the good first section of the movie, he's just hallucinating.
And they're just typos that he's saying. And
yeah. I love his elaborate prison escape where he just tells the guard, like, I'm actually in the wrong line. I'm supposed to be getting out today. And the guard just says, you dumbass. You're supposed to be in that line.
Anytime you're able to do that and just subvert expectations so quickly in a comedy, like, that's an easy laugh for me. Like, I will laugh hard every time at that. It's how quickly that scene turns. It's just like, I'm going to bring it back to Arrested Development again, because I think they're both brilliant, and I think they do a lot of similar things. But, like, in Arrested Development, like, there's narration from Ron Howard, and he goes, And Michael thought he was going to do some investigating. Did you burn down the banana stand? Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
And like just how quickly that resolves. It's like the quickness of like he came, like you have narration in this movie too. He's like, and so he formed a brilliant plan to escape. I'm actually supposed to be out today.
Yeah.
And that's it. And just how quickly that goes.
You
like,
dumbass.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, God, my favorite part and my favorite character personally in this movie for me is Dax Shepard as Fredo.
He's so good. He's so good.
Yeah. He makes this entire movie. Every time he's on the screen, he's eating it up, and you will just want to hear what stupid shit Fredo says next.
Go away. I'm biting.
I'm biting.
I'm biting.
He's always thinking about banging. At the end of the movie, he has 4 wives and fathers 18 children. Which, you know, it the world's not getting better.
No.
But it has a chance with Joe. Joe's not a genius by any means, but he's got the common sense to not feed plants Brondo.
I mean, that's the big arc of this movie, is he comes up with the brilliant idea to water the plants instead of using Gatorade, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's very clever, but this is like one of the things I noticed too this time around is like it feels very slight. And I don't necessarily mean it in a bad way, but this movie moves so quickly and it feels like it's just so breezy. And I don't know if it's editing on Fox's part, like maybe they edited it down. And usually you see in these movies when there is a narrator doing a lot of narration, it's because they're hiding editing from studios or like bad editing, like things they forgot. And so like this movie, Idiocracy, like has a ton of narration. Like every 3 minutes we hear the narrator talk and move things along. So it kind of had me thinking maybe as Fox was like afraid to do this corporation stuff, maybe like they edited this movie down. Like they were afraid, like Warner Brothers did with Batman vs. Superman. They were just like, well, we don't want this. We need to edit it down for theater people or for people. Like they didn't have faith in Mike Judge. And I don't think the movie's worse off for it at all, but it's just something I noticed.
I've always felt it was very intentional myself, but you know,
maybe for our short attention span, since we're all a bunch of dummies.
It could be very possibly, or just, it is a movie that moves very quickly, and it's insane the amount of depth it does have.
Considering that it is so light. And again, I don't mean that like disparagingly. Like it's still a fantastic movie.
It's a light, fun, quick watch that doesn't, it's not going to make you feel horrible for watching.
No,
it's still enjoyable. No. And it maybe will make you think a little bit, and that's fine. That's what good art
arguably
should
that's
do.
Good. Yeah.
But it's not going to fucking leave you hating yourself or feeling emotions like The Road or anything in that nature.
Antichrist, where it left me with a boner, and I'm like, why?
The weirdest boner.
Why?
Again, I think this is Mike Judge at his best. He's just doing fantastic work on this.
Agreed.
It's up there with Office Space.
I'll go ahead and say it. I think I prefer this to Office Space.
Really?
And I really like Office Space. I think it's a classic. But like,
I wouldn't go that far. I think Office Space is one of the all-time great movies. But all right,
let's say you're watching a cable. They're both playing at the same time. What would you watch? I'd put on Idiocracy. And
I would probably agree with you because Idiocracy is just easier to watch. Again,
it is.
Office Space does have more of that depth that I just talked about.
So maybe the better movie, but not necessarily like the more watchable one.
Yeah, let's say that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I will concede to that.
Okay. So at this point, if you finish this episode, by now we have a brand new goddamn president who is going to change everything for the better. And her name is Hillary Mountain Dew Clinton.
Oh, my God. I wish her name was Mountain Dew.
If it was Mountain Dew, I'd probably vote for her. Just saying.
I would. Yeah, I would too. I mean, there we go. I'm just going to write Mountain Dew Baja Blastin' for this election.
If you do it, I will too. And everybody else out there, we're voting for Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah. I don't even like Baja Blast. And I'm going to pick that.
It's
over
okay.
Trump and Hillary.
I don't like Mountain Dew at all. But I know you do. I know you do.
No, I'm not.
But that's where that's where we defer.
That's okay.
That's where we differ.
Yeah.
I'm a Red Bull guy.
Oh, God.
See, this is where.
That's so strong.
This is where we have the big differences.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be Hillary Mountain Dew Clinton. If it's Donald Frito-Lay's Trump, go ahead. What were you going to say, sound engineer Andrew? Did you have anything to add? No? Okay.
Donald Beef Supreme Trump.
Beef Supreme, by
the way. He
looks
like a Beef Supreme.
That's another Wilson brother. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I was wondering who he was because he looked like somebody.
He's really great at mime work. He has no lines. But I love Beef Supreme, too. He's fun to watch. But that's another Wilson brother, Luke and Owen.
Oh, okay.
He's their other, I can't remember his name, but he's one of them, too.
I hope it's Beef. Beef Wilson.
I wish it was Beef Wilson because he is a beef.
Let me tell you about this Beef Wilson I made last night. It is rough. I'm still bleeding a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You decide what I'm talking about.
That is more of the narrative on our political climate. Oh, we're politically savvy. Oh, shit. But there we go. It sucks. I'm sorry that this is what we're stuck with for the next 4 years.
The political situation.
No,
okay.
Not this episode.
So
is
like this
better than
anything. Great. This
they've
movie's
done.
Great.
No,
this
is great. But no, our next president, whoever it is, they fucking suck. And I'm sorry.
It's gonna be Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So get ready for a fucking paradigm shift.
Stick
America.
Around for 4 years, and you've got 4 years to make a change. So let's hope for it. Although I don't know.
Or just
if it's
go to
be.
Canada.
It's not as easy as you
think. I hear
they're
weird.
It takes a while to get into Canada. But there we go. That's what I'm going to end it there. This election sucks. The next 4 years suck.
Poutine's great.
We're in it together.
I mean,
for the next 4 years, we'll make commentary on it. No, we won't. We will never be political again. Yeah.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Enjoy it. We're never going to talk politics again.
There's probably a good reason, because we're terrible at it.
Yeah, I don't have anything insightful to say about the election.
Bad!
John Oliver, I am
bad.
Not.
Bad. That's all I got to say. Politics.
Bah!
Politics. Bah! Go away. I'm baiting. That's really all I care about. Baiting. Go away, politics. Baiting. Fag, shut up. You talk like a fag, politics.
I'm the politics. That's what I sound like. For a second, I thought there were two of you. I love this movie.
Yeah,
this movie is one I can quote.
God damn it, go
movie.
Watch Idiocracy right now and forget the terribleness that has just befallen this.
Yes.
On this election eve.
At the very least. The world's going to hell. Enjoy yourself for
watch
90
Idiocracy.
Minutes with Idiocracy.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Ryan, that's hell in a handbasket, buddy. We'll
it
be
is.
There together.
Skipping. Let's skipping into the
skipping
mouth of
skipping and
hell.
Holding hands.
Yep.
Thank you, guys, as always. We'll catch you next time, if there is a next time, unless there's nuclear annihilation. Global thermonuclear war.
Oh, no.
It's a Matthew Broderick reference to War Games.
It's the Lale-Li-Lu-Lo.
Lale-Li-Lu-Lo. I can't even say their name. Thank you, guys, as always. We'll catch you next time. Grind out.
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.